My name is Dominic, Fulfilled Leader. And since the topic is gratitude, I selected a reading. I'll read this first and then I'll talk. Okay. The list is long and growing daily. I am blessed with the power of choice, and attitude of gratitude is one of that serves me best. An attitude of gratitude serves me best. Sometimes, though, I forget that gratitude is a choice. I can get caught up in negativity, resentments, or complaining. At these times, I'm focusing on the way things should be, according to me. These attitudes eat away at my happiness. I'm thankful today that I can recognize the danger of an attitude of resentment. Today I know there is nothing about which to be negative, resentful, or complaining that makes it worth breaking my abstinence. Nothing. Every blessing, however, is noteworthy because it will strengthen my abstinence. I am thankful today that I can choose gratitude. In doing so, my blessing list grows, and I can actually enjoy life instead of grumbling my way through it. Thank you, God, for abstinence and gratitude. Like I said, my name is Dominic. I'm a commercial reader. I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to be absent today. And excuse me, I had a little accident. So I didn't get a black eye, but I got a cut there, and it kind of leaked around my eye. I was thinking about gratitude today, and like I'm such a grateful, compulsive overeater. A little bit about me. I've been in the program since 1996, 97. I've been abstinent since 1997. When I got here, I was 333. That was the last number on the scale. And some days it would go to E, you know, like it was electronic scale and it would say the letter E because it was error. That was the max number. And, you know, I've been maintaining like 130 plus pounds weight loss since. I mean, it took a while to lose the weight of a year or two, and I've been gaining that weight. And my story is I was an overweight kid, and I was like chronically aware of that when I was a young kid. And I won't go on too much about the past, but for me, I was just, you know, I was fat. Food wasn't the problem. Being fat was the problem. And, you know, everybody's different. Of course, food was the problem. But in my mind, that was the problem. And I was, it was my problem and I needed to fix it. And you know, that was the messaging I got. And that's what I picked up. I didn't know how to change that. You know, I didn't know anything about powerlessness. And I really thought it was my fault. So quickly on the heels of that, I became ashamed. You know, it was just a lot of shame. That's what a big, and you know, I'm just talking my story. So it was all about eating and shame and just being, and I was ashamed of being fat, you know. And I grew up in Ireland. I grew up in the country in a very rural area. So, I mean, in some ways I was sheltered a lot, you know what I mean? So it wasn't like a tremendous amount of bullying or anything like that. But I did grow up in an alcoholic home, which has, you know, that has an impact. Like when you get, you know, I grew up in an alcoholic home. So the thing is, and eating was just something that I did. You know, it wasn't like I had plans and I made scheming plans. I just ate. I grew up in this like almost like a little hamlet with all these little farmhouses, and I'd have this when they ate. And, you know, it wasn't like I schemed that. That was like, it's automatic for me. I don't have to think about eating. It just happens. And, you know, and then of course, early on too, I learned about dieting. And dieting, I had very limited success with it, but I had the illusion that I could get control over my eating. So then fast forward, you know, eventually I ended up coming to OA. I was in A for a little bit before I got here, but I'm primarily a compulsive overeater. Not that I didn't need to go to the other programs, but I'd only been there for a year when I came here. And, you know, I've been in OA ever since. And it was hard to admit powerlessness. You know what I mean? It was really hard to admit that I was powerless, because for me, that meant giving up, like that I had to be the way I want. I had to be that. Because I was on the whim, you know, like I'd lose weight for a very short amount of time and I'd gain it back and I'd gain extra weight. Like I had no control and it was always negative. So admitting powerlessness was scary in a way. So what I was thinking about today in gratitude, just to know, like, to go into a meeting, I can't say I felt like this in my first meeting, but to go into a meeting and, like, to find people like me, like, I was grateful for that. You know what I mean? And even though I didn't like it, I kept going to this meeting in the beginning just because I could sit there and not feel uncomfortable for, like, the time in the meeting. Like, it was an hour and a half. It was a big meeting in Southern California. And I just felt comfortable in there. And I was grateful for that. And I kept going to the meeting, but I didn't really get abstinent. Or I tried to get abstinent, but I didn't want to work the program. I didn't want to sponsor, and I didn't want to work the steps. And I didn't, you know, I had a lot of lists of things I didn't want to do. And it didn't work. You know what I mean? And but I did, something did happen in that time was my powerlessness became more and more aware of it. Like what my day was like, you know, just eating. And, you know, and how it was so much built in. Everything I did was, like, I would drive by a fast food place. If it was lunch at work and going to work, you know, I'd stop at the 7-Eleven. Maybe I'd stop at a second one. And, you know, I mean, it was always in front of me what was going to happen with food. So then when I got here, you know, I moved up to San Francisco from Southern California. And, you know, I'd moved. Obviously, I grew up in Ireland. I'd moved into a bunch of different places. And I thought, you know, you can't move away from this disease. At least I couldn't. You know what I mean? Like, I was pretty sure if I went to Timbuktu, I don't know what they eat there, but I'd probably eat a lot of it, you know, if I was there. So what I did was I went to, I didn't know OA was going to work for me, but I believed it worked for them. You know what I mean? I believed it worked for them. So what I did was I asked them what to do. You know, I called somebody in the program, and he hadn't eaten between meals for 6 years, which to me was a phenomenon. Like, it was incomprehensible. I mean, I dieted. I had done things for 6 months hard. I dieted off a lot of weight once or twice, you know, like 100 pounds. So I knew about not eating and stuff. But 6 years? Like, that was just not, you know what I mean? So, I mean, and then I just wrote down what I started, as I was thinking about this last night, what I thought about was, I just started thinking about, like, my progress through recovery, how gratitude. So, like, you know, I got the sponsor, and, like, the first thing was, I remember, like, I was new absent, like, days absent, you know, 5, 10, whatever. And one of the first things, spoon down that lonely sound after dinner. It's like, there's a long time. And I was so grateful there was meetings to go to. You know, I went to a lot of meetings, and I was so grateful there was fellowship and meetings that I could go to. Because I didn't trust myself sitting in my apartment on my own, you know what I mean? Or just doing stuff on my own. But I found a way to be, and even there weren't always OA meetings. I'd go to other meetings, but like, if there was an OA meeting, I went to it. And sometimes I would go to 2 a day, because I knew, like, so then it became about not eating between meetings, you know what I mean? Between meals and meetings. And then, ever before weight loss, because I was always super focused on weight loss, that was my, you know, I mean, it's about stopping compulsive overeating, but that was my focus. The thing I remember having this thought, I was like, I was grateful that I didn't have to do battle with the food again. You know, like when the meals would end, as sad it was as not to eat, I didn't have to do battle in between the meals, because it was like a constant, like, what am I going to do? Am I going to eat this? Am I going to feel guilty? And I had my meals and I didn't feel guilty. I just ate them and I was free in between. I was grateful for that. Then, like I said, I was really grateful for sponsorship, because I had a connection to people who were abstinent, you know, and like when I'd shared my first step and steps with them, like they weren't surprised. I knew what they weren't surprised. Anything I said, they understood it. And you know, when you talk to normal people and you tell them about compulsive reading, they start with the why can't you just, or you know, like whatever. I mean, they just don't understand it. You know what I mean? They don't understand it in the way that people in the rooms do. So I was really grateful for that. And then I was grateful for the steps. And I'm grateful for the steps for a lot of reasons. Initially, I did the steps like, and you know, and it was a way to maintain my abstinence, you know, to do that. But what the steps have become, they in my life, they've become a way to kind of methodically attempt to process problems or walk through stuff. You know what I mean? I just started the thing, admitting, like, honestly assess the situation, admitting that I'm the parts I'm powerless. Okay, thank you very much for the thing. And then I would just work through the steps, you know, one at a time. And it was just like, and then just taking the action, like do the actions you can do, not the actions you can't do. And that was a real lesson. And like that, I'm really grateful for that. And then, you know, through program, I was able to take a look eventually at the past I came from, you know, the alcoholic home, and get some perspective and do work around that. That was something I did. Then, you know, they talk about, like, when you have, you know, if you're abstinent in program, you've only got two problems left, and it's finance and romance. So, and, you know, and I have both those. So the thing is, and luckily I've always had good jobs and stuff. So I mean, the finance, I needed to do work there, but it wasn't like overwhelming, but that was just my story. And like, that was great. I did that with people in program and guidance from fellowship and all of that. And then relationships were tremendous because I was a fat kid. I was afraid of relationships. I was afraid, you know, I mean, I had no experience of it. That's the truth. I had no real experience of it. They were just worried. So that was a tremendously hard thing and took a long time. And it's, but I did it with the fellowship. You know, I was on calls, I talked to people, I did all of this, and I would take little actions, little forays into action, get hurt, climb back into my wounded cave, go back, make calls, do all the stuff, and do it again. You know what I mean? And like, it's amazing. You know, I'm happily married today, and it's an amazing thing. I like, and I talk about all of these things because without Overeaters Anonymous, I couldn't have done them from where I was. I mean, who knows what the alternate reality is if I had done something else. But I know I did them, and these things happened in my life because of Overeaters Anonymous and the work and the people and what I learned here. And like, and because of that, then it's just gratitude. Like, all I have for that is gratitude. And then, you know, I was looking at a couple of other things that the relationship. Even though I always, if you ask me, how was the relationship with my family, I would say good. But it's one thing if it's good and you're not actually relating with them. You know, they all live in Ireland, and they, you know what I mean? And you're not talking to them. I mean, only except occasionally. So like, but I noticed since abstinence and in program, I'm connected to them. Like, I'm involved with them. I've done trips with them. I've done great trips with my mom. You know what I mean? I've gone with my nieces and siblings. And so, I mean, and they've come in holiday. Like, I mean, it's just been, I've had relations, you know what I mean? Which is the difference than having some that are good, but not active, you know? And that's a result of the program. And of course, that's an incredibly valuable and grateful thing. And, then, you know, as you go, you stay in program as long as, like, a long time, like, this stuff changes, you know, jobs change, this, that, and the other. And, like, for me, when the chips are down and it's hard, I'll wrap up this, program is how I step through things. You know, everybody has all, like, the internet's full of ways to help, self-help and this. And I'm not saying it's good or bad or what the right or wrong answer is. But for me, my way of going to it is I go back to my sponsor, I go back to program, I go back to praying, I go back to taking spiritual actions, one slightly spiritual action after another. That's my process, and that works for me. And I learned that here in Overeaters Anonymous. And for that, I'm eternally grateful, because to have a way to tackle, to live and to be in the world, you know what I mean? And the last thing I say is, like, my sponsor says, like, it's like, prior to OA, I was like on the sidelines watching life happen. You know what I mean? And then after program, I'm in life. Now, it's not always, you know, I'm in the game. Like, and it's not always pretty, and it's not always, like, comfortable, but it's there. It's real. And I'm just, that's what Overeaters Anonymous gave me today. You know, so I came here for weight loss, which is important, and I really appreciate that. And it's something important to me, an abstinence. And the abstinence is the key. Abstinence is the key. You know what I mean? It's like, I have to start with abstinence because without that, there's no kind of way forward. But that's all consuming. It takes over. You know what I mean? So I'm just grateful that I'm grateful for Rover Vision Anonymous and the program. And thanks for all for, I see a couple of familiar faces in the meeting. And thanks for this. Okay.